You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Ben Rezzi here for Stokastic, and I am back from vacation just in time to talk a little API Arnold Palmer Invitational. Here, we're going to be focused on some value plays. What we're going to do, we've been doing this every week to great success, we're going to use the lineup generator, one of the coolest tools we have here at Stokastic, to run some lineups very quickly and then look, who are the value plays that are coming up? And let's talk about a few of them. Maybe they round out some of your lineups. I want to welcome everyone to the channel. If you're new, if you're stumbling in, take a look around. All things DFS, we've got you covered. We've got tools and process and tutorials and everything you need. If you like what you see, hit the like button. Join this channel. Hit me in the comments if you have any questions as well. Here we go. PGA DFS lineup generator. I'm going to go with DraftKings. Now, we get four options. I'm going to go with all lineups because I really, like I said, I was on a little vacation. I'm just playing a little catch up. I want to see what we're going to get because we have so many different options, even in the 69-man field. You know me. I want my Rory lineup. So let's see what Rory lineups we're going to get. And the beautiful thing about this tool, again, it's going to show you. If you don't like the lineup, you press discard. If you want to save it, just press save. I'm going to save all of them, and then we're going to look through them, and I'll probably throw some of them out, and I'll probably keep some of them. It's that simple. This is a beautiful thing. Look at this. Generated. Now, first thing first that stands out, and this is exactly what I knew was going to happen, and this is why I wanted to talk about this, Minwoo Lee, 6.6K. He is in almost half of the lineups we just generated, and that's not an accident. Why? He's going to be possibly the highest owned player on the entire slate. He certainly qualifies as a value. Now, is he a good value, a bad value, or something in between? That's obviously a lot more of a nuanced question than if he's going to be a popular value. What do we know about Minwoo? Well, we know he's a mega talent. We've seen some flashes of it. Obviously last week being one of them, which is why he's steamed. And the price certainly didn't adjust for what we saw at Honda, where he was just fantastic. He came in second. He gained 6 strokes on the approach, gained in all 4 categories. Now he comes to the Arnold Palmer. Now, interesting. He's been terrible here. 0-for-2 and made cuts. He's been disgustingly bad off the tee, bad with the putter here. So there is a game theory aspect. If he's that popular, maybe you want to go against the grain, and you're going to have some pivots in the same range. Sepp Straka comes to mind. Adam Hadwin comes to mind. There's certainly other names as well. But I would be crazy if I didn't start this video at least talking about Minwoo Lee. He comes up in a lot of lineups. He's going to project very well. And certainly with a made cut equity that's high across the board, your payoff for fading him isn't as high if you get it right, because it would take a terrible performance for him not to make it. What am I going to do with Minwoo? I'm probably going to have a pretty nuanced position. He's definitely going to be in the pool. I don't think I'll get like 35 to 40%. I'll probably be around neutral with the field, maybe a small position either way. But Minwoo Lee is certainly the first value that we have to talk about. Now, we go from Minwoo to my guy right below him, Emiliano Grillo at 6.9K. Before I talk about Grillo, though, I want to talk a little more about what we're doing here, specifically with lineup generator, which is to me the number one thing that if you have not used any of our tools, this is to me the best way to get started. It's not a huge commitment. It's easy. It helps the process. It's an absolutely essential tool that I use all the time. Sure, we've got Sim. Sure, we've got data. All of those things are integral processes. But man, the lineup generator is awesome. Like I said, you saw in 2 minutes me generate the lineups. And if you are looking to see what we've got here, we've got it for all the sports. They're here. It's quick, easy. You've got your choices. You can lock players. You can swap. It's super easy. It grades out your lineups, and then you just export them. If you're looking to get involved, if you're looking to say, you know what, I might give this a try. You certainly can get all of them. But look, $8.95 a week. So if you're playing any type of volume, give it a shot. Like I said, it may not be for you, but it may really help your process. I firmly believe it's worth checking out. It's part of my process. I love this tool. I think it's awesome. It's fun, if nothing else, but it's absolutely informative, and the data speaks for itself. So come on in. The link is below for PGA Lineup Generator. We'll see you in there. If you have any questions, you hop in our Discord as well. A really, really good value and one that can make the difference. Now, let's talk about Mr. Griot. Let's talk about Emiliano, my guy. He's coming in here. We've got a healthy amount of him. And there's no doubt about it. API, Bay Hill, what we want here, I think he possesses. I think we've seen that at times. And certainly this year we've seen it. The guy's making cuts, no doubt about it. Hasn't missed one in 2024. 33rd in Mexico. He's gained with the putter in 6 of 7. I mean, who is this guy? That has always been the missing link. And he's been good at API. 5 for 5 in made cuts. He's got a top 10. It's going back quite a while, but very consistent. And we're talking about this could be your last man in. And even in some of these lineups, I'll quickly isolate them for us.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Let's take a look at how they're doing this. So lineup one here, double pay up. Scheffler and Rory, you've got Scott, Harris English, Rio and Straka. So a double punt. I kind of like that. Same thing here. Double pay up, then more balance at the bottom. Here we're starting with Rory, Cantlay, Kirk Scott, Bez and Griot. This is my kind of lineup. This is right in my wheelhouse. But you see Griot is going to be your fifth or sixth man in these lineups, in the majority of lineups, unless you're going extremely stars and scrubs. I like this spot for him. I think he's been proven to consistently make the cuts. Here, recently, the putter's not a liability. Keep it out of the drink, which is an evergreen statement in this tournament. And Griot is going to return some value for us. So give me Griot as another value this week and one to keep your eye on at 6.9K. All right, we've talked about Minwoo, obviously. We've talked about Griot, obviously. Scrolling down. So I've got to go to my guy, EVR, here. And he shows up in a couple lineups. Again, I'm going to be running many variations off the lineup generator. But EVR is a guy that I really do think we have to take notice of. He's a direct pivot off Minwoo. They're the same exact price. And it's not to say that one is going to be extremely popular and one's going to be unowned. That is absolutely short-sighted. EVR came in second as well. He was right there playing good golf. He was super putting, which is a little freaky. Obviously, that's an outlier to gain over 7 strokes with the flat stick. But he's also been really good tee to green. He's been positive in every tournament in 2024, except starting with the Century. Waste management is about neutral. Little problems off the tee, but he's gained 3 straight on the approach, gained 2 straight off the tee. He's a reliable driver of the golf ball. We've seen that. His API course history is not good. I don't really worry about that. Even with Minwoo, I don't think that's the end-all be-all. It could be a concern, but it could also temper ownership in some iterations. Not going to do that with Minwoo Lee. Maybe EVR, just because he is that same price. We'll have to see. Our ownership will be updated again. It's all part of the data here at Stochastic, but I more want to dig into what does it look like when we play some EVR lineups. Now, here's just a couple of examples, but I think they look pretty standard. So you've got first one, stars and scrubs, clearly. Rory, Cantlay, and Xander, that's a big three. EVR, Minwoo, and Svensson, that's 3 cheapies. Second, a little more balanced, but same concept. Rory, Hovland, and Burns. Keegan's kind of a swing guy. EVR and Shank is a true punt. You're going to be able to do that. You're also going to have the luxury, of course, to go to your Minwoo lineups and straight substitute. You say, okay, I like this lineup quite a bit, but if you don't want Minwoo, you can just go and swap right to a guy like EVR. No problem. It's that simple. Again, that's the power of these tools and updates right for you. That is probably how I'm going to build this week with these type of iterations in the 6K range. There's going to be win equity down there, even in a stacked elevated event. These guys can play. We've seen it all year. I'm not saying it's never going to change that Rory or Scheffler or these guys can't and won't win their fair share, but we're going to need some value this week. I think there's numerous guys that we can really target, including the three we talked about. There you have it again. Just a small preview here. I have a full PGA strategy show. Be on the lookout for that. Get in our Discord. If you have any questions, tweet me at JazzRazDFS. and we would love for you to be part of the Stochastic community again. The link just for joining Lineup Generator is below. All different types of packages. Maybe you want to do something a little more robust with the Sims or anything like that. Find the package that works for you. Find the tools that make your process better. That is what we preach here. That is what I believe in as well. Let's make some money this week. I can't wait to see this tournament. I'm very excited and I'm happy to be back. Appreciate everyone wishing me well wishes on a little vacation, but I'm going to bounce on out of here. For me, for Minwoo, EVR, and my man Grio, have a great tournament. Enjoy Bay Hill. Stop by next week. Same time, same place.